Arctic Fest is a fledgling event that hopes combining the arts with the sciences will spark meaningful conversations that consider the increasingly serious situation of climate change in our region. In this second part of my conversation with co-founder UAF microbiologist Mary Beth Lee, she describes key events and contributors of the event.
And Arctic Fest has been organized primarily by our three organizations, UAF, Northern Center, and FCA, but we are partnering with numerous community organizations who are also producing their events that come in under the umbrella of Arctic Fest.
Yeah, there's a green market and there's an exhibit.
Yes, there are actually two different art exhibits that are premiering during Arctic Fest, and one of them is the Alaska Native Arts Center, which will be exhibiting their work at the UAF Art Department Gallery, and there's an opening reception for that on Thursday evening from 5 to 7. And then there's a second art exhibit, which is one that I coordinate. It's the In a Time of Change program's newest project called Boreal Forest Stories, and it includes over 50 different artists, writers, educators, and also local organizations who've been collaborating together with scientists over the last year and a half on the theme of the boreal forest, and also on the theme of narrative. So working together to investigate what does narrative and story mean across all of our different disciplines. And then all these participants have generated original work that'll be in the Bear Gallery. So that'll be premiering at the first Friday on September 2nd. There's also going to be a literary reading on Saturday on stage at Pioneer Park in the Centennial Center featuring the writers involved in that program. And the third major event that the In a Time of Change program is presenting is a live performance on Saturday evening at 7:30 in the Centennial Center on stage. And that's going to feature a blend of musicians, artists, and writers reading their work. People like Susan Grace and Sean Dowgray and Daryl Farmer and many others, and the North Star Ballet premiering a new work.
Sometimes in a venture like this, it can be challenging for an artist to wrap their head about a theme like that.
Yeah, and it's been interesting over the last 16 years of In a Time of Change work where I've really explored this and how to provide kind of meaningful experiences for artists who want to learn more about the natural world through different lenses like the sciences. And yeah, I feel that some really gravitate to it. Some feel the need to perhaps be more didactic and to teach concepts, but we've been talking over the years about how really that's not an expectation here, that what we want is science-informed art and that they should follow their heart and their inspiration.
You're a dancer, musician, as well as a scientist. Do you find people respond to the arts in ways that they wouldn't to you delivering a paper at a conference?
Definitely. Yes. Yeah, it's so much different of an experience than listening to a scientist talk, you know, and particularly speaking in technical terms. And, you know, certainly science is critical. It plays such an important part in all kinds of dimensions of our lives, but including climate change. It helps us understand how the world works and how it's changing. But what science is not equipped to do is to address things like our values and our feelings and our emotions and our aspirations as a society, as we think about what do we want to do when we address climate change? What kinds of changes do we want to make? How can we make those things happen? Those are not necessarily science questions, but the science is critical to help us understand what's happening. Then the arts and the humanities bring in those other pieces, emotions, values. Also, there's value I see in bringing the scientists together with the arts and the humanities, because then we build a collaborative community. That's what we need to really address these grand challenges like climate change that are multidimensional and multidisciplinary.
Links to find out more about Arctic Fest are on the KUAC website. I'm Robert Hannon.